Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Thanks so much for listening today. I want to thank everyone so much for listening and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over a quarter of a million listeners in over 90 countries. And thank you so much for your beautiful support. I know together, if we all work together, we can make this planet a much better and happier place. And also, I know that we have a beautiful and very bright future ahead of us. During the first hour from 2 to 2:30 p.m. Seattle time today, I'll be interviewing several wonderful psychics and astrologists from my Galactic Wisdom Conference, including Joe Anthony, a very well-known astrologist out of from Arizona, Carolyn White from Olympia, Washington, who's a fantastic psychic and aura reader, Mary Standing Bear, who's another wonderful psychic, and Sunny Hamilton, another wonderful psychic from Tacoma. They'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference from April 12th to the 14th, 2019. And the cost for the entire conference is $125. But if you don't have the money to come, please come anyway, because Friday, April 12th, is free. There will also be wonderful Haro healing sessions with a famous Japanese Haro healer from Tokyo, Japan. For more information, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Then followed that by that, I'll have a famous professor named Giuseppe Vitellio coming to us from Italy. He's one of the world's most famous theoretical physicists from the University of Salerno, and he's just written a petition on the protection of air and water to the United Nations. Many famous scientists, including Noam Chomsky and Professor Jerry Pollack at the University of Washington, have already signed the petition, and I'm doing this to help celebrate World Water Day, which is today. After that, from 3 to 3:30, I'll be bringing in some wonderful people to talk about clean water efforts for the Hopi and Navajo. The Hopi now have clean water thanks to all of our efforts. I started this about a year ago, asking for help to provide clean water for the Hopi. And we got in, there was over a $30,000 donation by a wonderful lady named Teresa from Idaho. And thanks to her and other contributions, the Hopi now are getting clean water for the first time in many decades. This is particularly significant because the federal government refused to give them clean water back in 2015. But I'm so glad Teresa and all these wonderful people helped out. We're now starting our efforts on the Navajo as well. They also have carcinogenic water, so we're working on that. And I'll also be bringing a group of people to meet with Hopi elders and visit some beautiful ancient sites on the Hopi reservation from April 21st to the 28th, and I hope you can come. Finally, at the end of the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock hour, I'll be talking to a fantastic French psychic named Sarah Jean Sibley. She's located in Los Angeles, and she talks to angels all the time. And so we'll be bringing in some angels for the program. And as I say that, actually, there's this beautiful angelic light here in the studio. I always know when the angels are here because the entire studio lights up in this beautiful angelic light. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone so much for their support of this radio program. If you'd like to donate to keep us to help keep us going, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150 and just click on the donate button. I really appreciate your help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I'd also like to thank Corey and Saul in Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as my friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world, plus Sue in Ontario, Canada, for helping to raise consciousness and supporting the program. If you'd like to advertise on the show, we would love your support. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been helping the show, as well as KKNW and Eric, my wonderful producer. With that, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my friend Carol today. She was in a car accident recently, and she's okay, but she's still pretty sore, and I know your love and light will really help her. I also wanted to say that I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here. here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793. I wanted to tell you some wonderful fairs coming up tomorrow on Saturday, March 23rd. I'll be at the Emerald Spiral. It's a wonderful free event at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. I'll be giving a lecture on scalar energy healing from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The event is free, and I hope you can come. In addition, from July 2nd to July 8th, and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019, I'll be returning to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is a very special, magical place where miracle healings occur, and I've mentioned this on my show before, but last September, I visited Mount Shasta, and for the past, I don't know how many years, 40, 45 years, I've had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye. I said had because after visiting Mount Shasta last September, Adama, the high priest of Telos, which is underneath Mount Shasta, visited me one night and asked me if I wanted to have my eyesight healed. And I said yes. And so today, I used to have 20/50 vision in this right eye, and now in both eyes, I have crystal clear 20/10 vision. We also see many Sasquatch and UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta. The cost is only $200 per person, and it is rapidly filling up. So if you are interested in either of those dates, please contact me as soon as possible. I'm intentionally keeping this group small. The email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Denise Barlett is also one of the sponsors of this program, and she's a wonderful person who offers hot water healing and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. She creates customized water healing products with structured water, and she also has water workshops. Her website is www.hihado.com. She's also a certified Hado instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try one of her wonderful Hado products. Contact her as well. You can also call her at 425-306-6316 or write her, email her at Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E dot Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T at hihado.com. And with that, I'd like to introduce you to some wonderful people who will be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference, including Joe Anthony. We're trying to reach him now. Okay, good. Okay, he's on. Okay, Joe, how are you doing there?
Hi, Ted. How are you? I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
Doing well.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we were able to reach you today. I know a week ago it was in the middle of Mercury retrograde. We're still in retrograde, but the energies now are lessening because you called after the show and said, you're ready to go on. And I said, well, the show's over with. Sorry.
Yeah. That's typical retrograde stuff.
I know it. Joe, you do astrology work, which is very specialized, and I was wondering that the planets do affect us here on the planet, on this planet Earth, don't they? And depending upon your birth date and all kinds of things, they can affect people's behavior and future events.
Oh, absolutely. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on this physical plane is connected, and the astrology is just a symbolic language for understanding the cycles that are influencing us. Or in other words, the timelines that are influencing us. So everything is energy. We know this. You know, this is we're rediscovering it. You know,
right.
Every generation has to have an opportunity to rediscover what they've already knew. And so here we are rediscovering all of this, this new understanding of the physics, the actual physics behind who we really are and how things really work.
Oh, wow.
So it's amazing. I love astrology and the way it works and all of that.
Well, that's great. Now, Joe, we discussed Mercury retrograde when you were on the show a few weeks ago. What is that? Mercury retrograde happens when Mercury itself is orbiting counterclockwise or clockwise in relation to planet Earth. Is that right?
Well, what happens is Mercury, because it goes so fast around the sun,
right.
At certain points of the year, it seems to fall behind the Earth.
I see.
In other words, it appears to be behind us, and its energy is distorted. It's like two trains running parallel, moving forward, and one train starts to move ahead. The train behind would be the retrograde. And so this is how we explain the retrograde. It's the easiest way to explain it. So the energy of Mercury tends to slow down, or it's in a reverse process that's fallen behind. And this planet seems to indicate a time where we go into this reflective mode, you know, where we're contemplating everything and we're trying to grasp everything and understand how things really work and, right. you know, and situations from the past that resurface.
Right.
So it's a very common, at least three times a year, where Mercury goes retrograde and we have these review periods mm-hmm. that come up.
Is it?
So that's basically what it is.
Some people have told me, Joe, that it's not a good idea to enter into new business contracts or new agreements during Mercury retrograde because it one of the things that I've heard that Mercury retrograde does, it affects communication and can affect all kinds of relationships and contracts as well.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, you know, because there's misunderstandings. We're not exactly in our right frame of mind. And so there's an element of confusion that seems to happen or can happen. It's mm-hmm. not set in stone, but it can happen in that way,
uh-huh.
you know. And so, yeah, we just advise people if you have to go into a contract or an agreement, really pay attention to what you're doing, you know, and that will be the best thing is to really focus on, you know, all the details, all the small details and whatnot. You know, whatever comes up from the past, you just deal with, like everything else.
Right. Well, you're a wonderful astrologist, Joe, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you in Arizona and Sedona toward the end of April. How long have you been doing astrology?
Oh, well over 20 years. I think it's going on 25 years now.
Oh, wow.
Professionally.
Uh-huh.
And so, fortunately, I've got clients from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, matter of fact, later today, I have a few more clients. It's just, yeah, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy helping people understand or remember who they really are. And it's just something I kind of fell into. I didn't plan on becoming an astrologer, but mm-hmm. It just found me.
Oh, so, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Joe, could you give out your website, please, so people could contact
sure.
you?
Sure. Planetswithin.com.
Okay.
And I wound up making my way up there with my RV. You know, at some point this year.
Well, you're always welcome at my place, my friend, because I live in an RV park, and there's plenty of room. So you can even park at my house, too, and plug it in, and that would be a lot of fun. I just want to mention as an aside, Joe has a wonderful heart of gold who's genuinely interested in helping people. So if you do have any astrological questions, please check out his website. He has a free newsletter he gives out, too. He's very accurate, and he's one of the best. So, Joe, thank you so much for coming on my show today. It's always fun to talk to you, and I'm happy you could come on.
Well, thank you, Ted. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. All right, my friend. You take care and have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. That was Joe Anthony of an astrologist from Sedona, Arizona, and we'll actually be seeing Joe next month if you come along to the trip to Hopi. We'll be meeting him there in Arizona. My next psychic is a wonderful lady named Mary Standing Bear. She's a fantastic psychic from Tacoma, Washington, and she'll be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference as well next month. Mary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Oh, good. We talked earlier today, and you mentioned about how you saw two suns last night.
Yes, I certainly did.
Not in terms of offspring, but in terms of the sun that sheds light here on the planet.
S-U-N, not S-O-N.
Right. Tell us a little bit about that. What happened? What did you see?
Well, I was going down the street in Tacoma westbound
mm-hmm.
right at 7 o'clock when the sun was going down.
Right, okay.
And what I saw was two orbs. Exactly the same size, exactly the same orangeness, one right above the other.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I've never seen anything like that in my life, and I thought, my goodness, this has to have some kind of special meaning to it, because why else would there be two instead of one? I've talked to some people about it. I don't know much about the Bible, but somebody said it's biblical. I don't know if that just meant that it was biblical in a big sense or if there's really something in the Bible that talks about two suns.
Right.
There have been since about 2012 or so, people posting things online about seeing a double sun or two suns, but these were bright objects that were side by side each other.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And some distance apart from each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't. These two orbs, the top of the one orb and the bottom of the other that was above it, were touching. So there was no space in between the two.
Well, from what I've heard, we don't have a long time to go into this today, but just from what I've heard, that there's actually the Earth is splitting, that there was an old Earth, or a negative Earth, that's splitting off and going to create a new sister planet of Earth on the other side of the solar system in the same orbital path as this planet, Mary, and then this Earth itself is ascending into the fourth and then quickly into the fifth dimension, a process that should be completed easily within the next 4 to 5 years, which is a very fast evolutionary sequence. Some people,
right,
say Zora, for example, and Billy Woodard from the Hollow Earth say that we've already shifted into the higher dimensions, and now it's just time for humanity to wake up and smell the roses, or smell the coffee, I guess, that, and realize that we are shifted into this other dimension.
And we are supposed to be heading towards the fifth world,
right,
of peace.
Right, right.
And we are supposed to be building that world at this time.
Right.
And not waiting until this world totally collapses before we build a new world.
Sure.
But be working on it now.
Sure. Well, it's not a time to sit at home and eat chocolate bonbons and watch old movies. Nothing against old movies, but it's time to be active, of course, and work as best as you can to make this planet a better place. And I really,
yes,
like you, Mary, because that's what you do with your psychic readings. You help people. And, tell me this. How can people get a hold of you if they'd like a reading from you, Mary?
Well, the best way is that I don't have a website at the present time. That's something for the future. The best way right now is probably through Crystal Spirit Spiritual Sanctuary in Tacoma.
Okay.
Which is a store, that a metaphysical store on 38th and South Cedar, that I very often work out of.
Okay.
And I'm there at their psychic fair on the first Sunday of the month, always.
Okay.
And then I do certain classes and ceremonies and things out of there, too. But if somebody wants to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me through the store.
Okay.
Or my email address, which is rubydragonfly2, and 2 is a digit, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Wonderful, Mary. Well, I've got several other people. I'm so sorry I can't give you more time, but I'd love to have you back on the show again, and we can have a longer show. But I just wanted to introduce you to all my listeners today, because you're a wonderful person and a wonderful psychic, and you give excellent readings to people. And so thank you so much for coming on today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at my conference next month.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Okay, wonderful. That was Mary Standing Bear. She's a fantastic psychic. And, oh, good, we've been able to get Carolyn White on the line. Carolyn, are you there? Let's see if we can get her. Hello, Carolyn, are you there?
I certainly am, Ted. Good afternoon to you and all your awesome, wonderful readers, listeners. And I'm back at the house here, so.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was worried that we wouldn't be able to get you on. This is just a short segment. But you've been on my show before, and you give aura readings to people. And that's really cool, because you'll take a picture of them and you'll see all these incredible colors, and then you'll give them a reading saying, well, yellow means this, or green means healing, or blue means this. And the colors can change, can't they, depending upon a person's mood and how they're feeling at that particular time?
Oh, definitely. I found over the years, and again, this is one of the things, that sometimes the core color, a personality color, is a less changes a lot slower than the other colors. It depends on what energies that you're bringing into your energy field, what you're radiating out, what you're thinking about, a general health, all the chakras from which the aura emanates. There's a physical, mental, emotional, and a spiritual component to them. So it's just, it's a wonderful way to do an inner wellness checkup to see what's going on with your energy right now. And it's like holding up a mirror, a spiritual and energetic mirror for the individual.
Now, you've written books on chakras as well, and you'll also be a speaker at my Galactic Wisdom Conference, I think on Sunday afternoon, April 14th. And so for people interested in meeting Carolyn, she's a wonderful person, does fantastic work. And the thing that I like about her, too, she's got a heart of gold and truly cares about, both her and her husband, truly care about people. Could you give out your website, Carolyn, so people could maybe contact you ahead of the conference if they like?
Yes, I've got two sites. One is chakracoach.me, www.chakracoach.me.
Okay.
And I also have another site that is carolynwhitephd.com.
Okay.
That's www.carolynwhitephd.com. And both of those have schedules and a work. The Chakra Coach has a bit more about what we do with the aura and the chakra readings and a bit more about that, Jerry. Both of them will give you a lot of information, a lot of content, and the awesome posts that we have that just talk about your energy and what you can do to bring your vibration up and live in this world. And it all, you're talking about making the world a better place to live. It all begins with each one of us.
Right.
What we do every day, what we say, and how, what our words are and our feelings, our emotions. So it's really, it's all up to each one of us individually.
I couldn't agree more, Carolyn. I'm so sorry, my friend, but I'm squeezing in a lot of people during this segment, and I want to introduce one more person before we go on our next topic, but I hope you can all come to my Galactic Wisdom conference on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. And the April 12th Friday is a free day. So if you don't have any money, come on down anyway, and you can meet Carolyn White and her husband, Jerry, both wonderful aura readers and psychics. And Carolyn...
Oh, and Ted, just one thing. You and I and a number of our other friends will also be at the Emerald Spiral at Ken Commons tomorrow.
That's
right. So if you want more information about the Galactic Wisdom Conference, Ted will be there, and he will give you all the information and tell you more about it at that at the fair.
Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot. Okay, great, Carolyn. Okay, well, have a beautiful day, Carolyn. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me, and love to everybody.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Last but not least, I'd like to welcome Sunday Hamilton on my show today. She's a wonderful psychic from Tacoma. And Sunday, how are you doing there?
I'm doing awesome, Ted. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you could come on today. How did you get interested in doing psychic work or readings for people?
Well, I've always had a deep love for God, and I started studying herbs back in the 80s and made a delicious tea called Witch's Brew and started reading tea leaves for friends, and they would come back and tell me what they said was true, and I just kept on doing that.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Go ahead.
No, you're wonderful. I've had readings from you before, and you've been incredibly accurate and very kind, and you care about humanity. How can people reach you if they would like a reading from you?
My website is goddessstones at Yahoo, goddessstones at yahoo.com.
Okay.
I also have a small space inside the Crystal Spirit in Tacoma on 38th. Across from Marlene's. I have a shop there that I do readings. I also lead shamanic journeys once a month there. My intention is to help shift people's consciousness, to help them to wake up to realize that they are already divine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you do a wonderful work, Sunday, and I can't say enough good things about you. And I'm so happy you'll be coming to my conference next month and giving readings there.
Yes. I'm happy to. Thank you, Ted.
Great, great Sunday. Well, listen, have a wonderful day. Say hi to Charlie and everybody at the Crystal Spirit for me. And thank you again so much for coming on my show.
Thank you so much, Ted.
All right, Sunday.
Blessings.
Take care. Take care. My friends, today is World Water Day. And in honor of World Water Day and Dr. Masaru Emoto, I'd like to have my producer, Eric, play the first minute or two of this beautiful Japanese water song, which was composed for Dr. Emoto about 10 years ago. And after that, we'll be interviewing one of the world's famous professors, Professor Giuseppe Vitellio. He's a theoretical physicist from the University of Salerno in Italy. And he's just written an appeal to the United Nations for the inclusion of the right to water and air in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to the United Nations. He currently has the support and signatures of many scientists, including Professor Noam Chomsky, famous professor from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Professor Luc Montagnier from Paris, who was the Nobel Peace Prize winner of medicine in 2008, as well as Professor Jerry Pollack, a famous water professor here at the University of Washington. And he believes that air and water should be a basic human right and not owned by any one government or corporation. And with that, I'd like to play this Japanese water song for a few minutes, and then we'll be going to Italy to interview Dr. Vitellio. Isn't that a beautiful song, friends? That was written for Dr. Emoto about 8 to 10 years ago in celebration of his wonderful work. And today's World Water Day, and I'm so honored to have Professor Giuseppe Vitellio coming into us from the University of Salerno in Italy. He's a famous theoretical physician, and he's written an appeal to the United Nations for the inclusion of the right to water and air in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He currently has the signatures of and support of many important scientists, including Professor Noam Chomsky of MIT, Professor Luc Monnier, a famous Nobel Prize winner for medicine in 2008, Professor Jerry Pollack, a famous water professor here at the University of Washington in Seattle, and also 60 scientists from several countries. Posted on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com is the link to his petition, which is in Russian, French, Spanish, and in Italian, and more with more languages to follow. And with that, Giuseppe, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate your wonderful work.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you also for your nice word and presenting me. I'm just a worker in physics and with interest in biology, as we say, living matter. Mm-hmm. A matter you find inert matter, I mean, a piece of wood or a piece of iron. Wood is already alive matter, but especially you find the biological systems. And water, you start from water.
Yeah.
And you see, biologically active macromolecules, there are very few percent. Most of it is water. Mm. So in the Declaration of the Human Rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of the United Nations, at Article number 3, you find that is declared the right to life. Now, life cannot be without water and without air. Mm. So the idea, which was born at the end of this conference, a very interesting conference, which is going on every year, in Sofia, in Bulgaria. Before that, it was going on in Vermont, Mount Shaw. In that conference, the past October, biologists, physicists, scientists in general, chemists, they were talking, you know, at the end of a conference, you try to make the point of how the conference was, what people was expecting, was what was there, and so on. Mm-hmm. So the idea was born to give a sense, if you want, mm-hmm. to what we do when we study water. Well, the sense, the meaning of it is that we should stand up and ask to the United Nations to include the right to water and air into the Universal Declaration of the Human Rights. So this was the start. Then a lot of things, you can imagine contacts among us and just helping each other to set up this petition, sure. Which is now on the web. And I thank you very much, because I can say to a lot of people listening at your radio, please put your signature there and put on your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitters, mm-hmm. and so on. Try to get as many signatures as you can. Everybody, please.
Well, what a wonderful idea, Giuseppe. I know when I was at that conference, the water conference last October in Sofia, Bulgaria, you talked about it at the end of the conference. And then we spoke at later, and you said you were going to write a petition, and you did it. It took some time,
yes.
And you did it. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
For doing that.
Yeah. But I repeat, it's not just me. Mm-hmm. You see, this is very, okay. Thank you for stimulating me to say something like what I'm going to say. The collaboration, which is typical in the scientific activity, you see, you cannot even think to do research in science by yourself.
Right.
It is always a collective work.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the paper you write has just your signature, which does not happen so often, mm-hmm. often is a group of people who sign a paper, In any case, research is always always comes out of a collaboration mm-hmm. of many, many people, including the ones of the past, mm-hmm. and is always ready to be, how to say, analyzed further, corrected, maybe denied because you find mistakes. Mistake is a very important point in our activity. By people coming years after. Mm. So there is a beautiful feeling of unity among people mm-hmm. in doing scientific research. But that is, I think that is a feeling in any human activity. Mm-hmm. If you do something, you do for yourself, but yourself is something which is embedded in many others' life. So our life is a continuous exchange with life of other people. Like at this moment, I'm talking to you and to Truth Radio, this beautiful system. You see, in physics, it looks natural, mm-hmm. but still is beautiful. You can talk to a lot of people at once, and they can listen at you. And they, if they do not like you, they switch off the radio.
That's right. That's right.
This is very, very good.
Right. Okay. Right. They have free will and free choice, of course. But my show is the purpose is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And I always try to have I always try to accentuate the positive in everything because I know that we have a very beautiful and bright future ahead of us. And I know that also, Giuseppe, that there are probably some corporations out there who would disagree that water should be a basic human right, that they think that they should be able to own it. But I agree with you. It's air and water should be a basic human right and incorporated in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at the United Nations, which would really help, help the world. Water is in everything, and without air and water, we don't have life on this planet.
Yeah, you see, the idea is indeed... well, in the petition, if you read the petition, if people, when I say you, of course, I'm referring to that nice lady listening at me,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or at that boy, or at that old man who is shaking his head and he said these are crazy people. But in any case, to all of these people, if you read the petition in the appeal, there is a little summary of documents of United Nations where they do say that water is the essence of life. It is just written there in full characters. And safe drinking water and sanitation are indispensable to sustain life and health, and so on. We add also air, of course, because air is more and more polluted.
Right.
Just think of the past Friday, all these young, very young, and less young people all around the world making a strike, namely not going to school, asking to their father and their mother, the older ones, to do something to keep this planet living.
Right.
So it is already there in the United Nations documents, the necessity, spell out the necessity to keep water clean and, I say, also air. Mm-hmm. But these are recommendations. Mm-hmm. Now we ask that these rights should be part of the declaration, of the Universal Declaration. The reason is that in that case, there is a legal basis to appeal. United Nations, the members nations, they have signed the declaration. If they accept this, Well, they are bounded, legally bounded, to respect such rights.
That's right.
This is the point.
That's right.
Of course, this is difficult because you touch things like, how to say, feeling, very, very important feelings like the property of something. But in this case, we are talking of something which we share.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is not my property.
That's
so at least to water, which is contained in your body, mm-hmm. which is about 70-75%.
That's right.
So, you see, if I squeeze you, I get a lot of liters of water.
Yeah, that's true.
I cannot use it.
That's
it's
true.
Not mine water.
That's true.
And that water, which is in your body, comes from rivers. Mm-hmm. From rains, from lakes, from the atmosphere.
That's right.
And so this means that my property cannot extend to these things.
Right.
So this is the idea.
Wonderful
you see,
idea.
I'm not so young. And
yeah.
Surely there are people not so young listening at your radio.
Mm-hmm.
You have so beautiful music. So usually young people like very much music. So there was quite a long time ago mm-hmm. a serial in TV, which were Visitors was the title.
Mm-hmm.
They were aliens. Coming from some planet in the universe mm-hmm. where their water was finished.
I see. Interesting.
So they landed on the Earth just trying to get the water they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, to get that, they came in conflict with humans, with terrestrials.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, it was very interesting a science fiction movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the hope is that we will not reach such a degree of desertification on the Earth that we should go somewhere in the universe to search for water.
I think, Giuseppe, people will make the right choices. And everyone, I know everyone listening today also must agree with you, too, that water is a basic human right. Just very briefly, you mentioned in your petition, I'll just read this briefly, a sentence here. In 2002, by the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, they recognized that, quote, water is the essence of life. Safe drinking water and sanitation are indispensable to sustain life and health, and fundamental to the dignity of all. Then finally, in 2008, the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, also stressed that water is a basic human right, and it should be protected. So, and this is the next logical step. You write that globally, wetlands have declined by more than 50% since 1900. Rivers now are increasingly disconnected due to dams and other infrastructure. There's a lot of pollution problems around the world, but this recognizes the fundamental right that I think people should have to safe and clean air and safe and clean water as well.
Yes, which costs a lot of money to mm-hmm. do it.
Right.
And in fact, in Poland, at Katowice, in this meeting among many, many nations,
mm-hmm.
they did not reach really an agreement. Because every country should do something, which means should spend some money
mm-hmm.
to avoid too much pollution.
Right.
This is the point where conflict arises.
Mm.
But just for that reason, we are not talking in our petition about clean water or non-polluting atmosphere or things like that. We just we would like to have the right to water and air, just that,
mm-hmm.
without other qualifications, mm-hmm. clean or fresh or whatever, but just right to water and air. Nearby, mm-hmm. towards right to life,
mm-hmm.
which is in the Article 3.
Oh.
then as a consequence, mm-hmm. people, as you say, is wise people. I mean, people is more or less always wise. Mm-hmm. You find some exceptions, mm-hmm. but that are exceptions. So wise people will understand that if that is a right, well, water must be not polluted, and air must be not polluted. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it is meaningless.
That's
true. It's a right which does not mean anything.
And the polluted water, because water has different forms, once it evaporates,
yes.
it goes into the clouds, into the atmosphere, comes back as rain. And yet, if there's pollution in the water itself, when it evaporates, you get an endless cycle of pollution here on the planet.
Exactly.
You know, and you might even want to bring it one step further to say that people have a right to a clean environment, to a clean planet, where Mother Earth is taken care of rather than abused and polluted.
Yes. What you are saying is a little bit touched upon in the petition, where we talk of the biosphere.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
At some point, we say that we should consider the unity mm-hmm. between the atmospheric system and the water resources of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is called the biosphere, this complex of elements. But to biosphere belong also the plants, of mm-hmm. course, mm-hmm. And the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And among the animals, of course, the humans, first and above all. Such a unity, when such a unity is broken down, mm-hmm. as you say, mm-hmm. you get terrible ecological events at the planetary level. Already today, we observe, you see, for example, we had in the Mediterranean, just nearby where I live in Salerno, mm-hmm. we had a sort of hurricanes, small ones with respect to ones that are in the Caribbean regions, mm-hmm. especially,
mm-hmm.
but we had, which were so exceptional.
Mm. Well,
typically, in the Mediterranean, you do not have such kind of events, atmospheric events, in a very strong way.
Mm-hmm.
But we are starting to have such kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the climate is changing so rapidly. About 3 weeks ago here in the Seattle area, we had 2 feet of snow with temperatures down in the 20s and 30s Fahrenheit. And now, just this week, we went up to 85 degrees, which was a temperature
yeah.
difference of over 60 degrees between 2 feet of snow to summer-like
yes.
weather.
Yes.
And I've heard in the American Midwest they're getting tremendous flooding now. I don't know how your weather is there in Italy, but I know there's been a lot of worldwide weather changes. And I think Mother Earth or Gaia is sick and tired of getting polluted and abused, and she's fighting back, and the only way that she can is through weather. That's why, perhaps one reason why we're getting extreme weather extremes now.
Yes, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you see, it is known from the point of view of meteorology, or if you want, science of fluids applied mm-hmm. to atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
that all this system, the biosphere, is a non-linear, we say, non-linear system, non-linear dynamical system. Non-linear means mm-hmm. that a small change may cause big change in some even locally, mm-hmm. may produce a large effect, a very large effect. And also the feedback on the system produce as well an unpredictable effect. So wow. it's a system which we really have no control. The best we can do is to avoid to perturb such a control,
mm-hmm.
such a non-linear evolution. Usually, the picture I have is the one of, those men walking on on a string in between two buildings. I do not know how you call them. Mm-hmm. In Italian, we say equilibrista.
Working on cranes. Skyscrapers. Sure, yeah. Working on skyscrapers. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. On a rope. How would you say on a cord?
Scaffolding. Scaffolding with the rope. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they are just in a very dangerous position. Just a little change or a little perturbation, they fall down.
Mm. Right. Right.
This is something like climate.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You cannot abuse.
Right.
You say abused before I use this word. You cannot abuse right. of such a complex system.
Right, right. Well, I think Mother Earth and Gaia is alive, and she wants us to take care of her. We haven't done a very good job in the past, but I hope your petition will be, a focus for people to help the planet and as well as help ourselves as well. Because I think you're absolutely right, Giuseppe, that the right to air and water is a basic human right, and it should be included in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at the United Nations.
Yes, so people listening at this radio, please turn on your computer or your smartphone and just click on I'm signing.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, it's on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Your interview, Giuseppe, will be posted within 24 to 48 hours, and you can look on. You just go to the website and go to recent guests, and then you click on that and go down to your interview today, and you'll see the link there. If people wanted to email you or give you could I give out your email, or you can give it out if you like?
Yeah, maybe through you is better.
Okay, all right. His Professor Vitalio's email is V as in Victor, I, T as in Ted, I, E, L, L, O, at S as in Sam, A as in Apple, dot I, N, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, dot I, T. Again, that's Vitalio, V, I, T, I, E, L, L, O, at S as in Sam, A as in Apple, dot I as in India, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, dot IT for Italy. And please feel free to write Professor Vitalio if you'd like to help him out in this wonderful project. I know that Mahatma Gandhi has said before, and I've talked to him before about this, but he's always said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. And we are all powerful spiritual beings capable of changing the planet. So never think that you're powerless. Never think that you don't have that you don't have the energy to make this planet a better place, because we all do. We all have that spark of God or spark of the supreme being within us, and by working together, we can become even more powerful to make this planet a much better and happier place. The planet itself is ascending now. We are going into higher and higher vibrations. As part of that, I think that everyone here, humanity living on the planet, should have a right to air and water, especially clean air and clean water, and it should be part of the United Nations. We've got about 2 minutes left, Giuseppe, and I want to give you
yes.
the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Oh, thank you very much. I think you said beautifully. My English is very... It's very, how to say, it's a personal English, let's say in this way.
You're doing fine. Believe me, I've understood. I'm sure everyone's understood everything you've said. So don't worry. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You
see, the point when we do, as you said, you can do, every one of us, we can do a little, because we are only a small part of a big community.
Right.
A big community, I mean, of humans, but also of plants, and also of rivers and everything else. Now, that little thing we can do is very important. It is so important that usually people, other people, are scared about what you are going to say or what you are going to do.
Right, right.
So that is a measure of how important is whatever you think, whatever you say,
right,
whatever you can do.
Well,
it looks to ourselves very little,
right,
but it's not so.
It's not very little, and it does make a difference. Well, Giuseppe, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it, and we'll be checking with you. I'll be checking with you on a monthly basis to help you support you in this wonderful, wonderful effort. And thank you again so much for coming on the air today and writing this appeal.
Thank to you.
Okay.
To all of you.
All right. Arrivederci and buongiorno.